From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Six people were hurt when a pickup truck and car collided on Airport Road at about 8:30 this morning. Police closed Airport between Terrio and Laminin until about 2 o'clock while they investigated. Three people went to hospital by ambulance with varying degrees of injury. You're still undecided whether a supervised drug consumption site in Timmins is a good idea. Realizing that, the organization setting up the consumption site also have a website. Patrick Novak is TADH Manager of Addictions Programs. He says the website, shst.ca, uses facts to dispel myths and misconceptions.
It'll also at least let people who would use that site know that help is available. And a lot of the times they may not be aware of all the services that are available locally. So they might become aware of something that might fit their needs and promote that entry into recovery.
It's a full service website available to anyone and everyone. Novak says it also has Instagram and Facebook pages with Twitter to come. Prime Minister Trudeau says Russia's invasion of Ukraine is leading to a heightened urgency to lower carbon emissions. The PM says the world is resolved to reduce its dependency on Russian oil and gas. He says it's in reaction to President Vladimir Putin's mistaken decision to invade a neighboring sovereign country.
All the more motivation to support each other, to support families, as we reduce our dependency on oil and gas altogether.
Trudeau says Canada wants to build a strong environmental economy for the future. Well, with a windfall of $178,000 now in his bank account, Ed Stesevich of Timmins is planning to do some traveling and have some home renovations done. He's the winner of the March 50-50 draw by the Timmins and District Hospital Foundation. Stesevich says supporting the hospital is easy. He underwent a liver transplant a few years ago and says the doctors and nurses treated him like gold. Hockey rinks melting and ball diamonds thawing out in the early days of Timmins were as sure a sign of the season changing than the first robin or daffodil. In our last newscast, Museum Director Curator Karen Bachman told us that Frank Mahovlich, Father Les Costello, and Dean Prentice played fastball in 1955 for the McIntyre MacMen.
Here's another one. When was the first night fastball game played in the Porcupine?
As you come up with a guess, here's a hint. If you're thinking it was in the 1920s, like I did, you're wrong.
Sunday, May 22nd, 1955.
As always, thanks to Karen Bachman for providing us with the material for our weekly feature on Timmins history. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.